Good morning and welcome to a Mother's Day special today at TBP Talks. And this will be our 10th episode going live. So we've hit double figures, which is really exciting. But what's more exciting is that I'm joined by the very gorgeous Misha Grimes, along with her equally gorgeous mum, Kasia, better known on the internet as Mama Grimes. Hi, ladies.
Woo, hello.
How are you both?
Good. How are you, Mama Grimes?
I'm excellent, thank you.
Good. Thank you for being here. When TBP thought about doing a Mother's Day special, we instantly thought of you guys because we've watched your YouTube appearances and they're so fun, they're engaging, they're so hilarious. So we're really pleased that you guys are featuring on TBP Talks today.
Thank you.
But firstly, Misha, for those who maybe aren't familiar, if you aren't, you need to go and check her out now because you're brilliant. You are a YouTube personality. You chat all things beauty, fashion, lifestyle, and you've gained a whopping 150,000 subscribers. So
yeah,
well done. That is insane. But maybe then take us back to where you first started. Did you ever think you would be doing this as a full-time thing and have such a loyal and invested following?
I definitely did not know what I was getting myself in for, but I'm not complaining at all. I actually filmed my first ever YouTube video when I was probably about 13. It never made it to the internet, which I'm not complaining about. Mum still stands by the fact that if I'd uploaded it then, I would be the next Zoella. I'm not so sure. So it actually took me probably about another 3 years to pluck up the courage to finally do it. I'd left school, so I wasn't like worried about what people would think. I was like, yeah, I want to do it, so I'm just going to upload a video. And it just started with one haul, and then the rest is history, really.
That's
been
amazing.
Now officially, I think it's like 2.5 years since I started, which is literally crazy because I was going to go to university. Like, this was never going to be a job. It was just a hobby.
Yeah.
And then I remember one day Mum turned to me when I was applying to university. It's just like, what about if you did YouTube full time? I was like, good joke, Mum. That's never going to happen. And I'm sat here
two years
later doing it full time and never ended up going to university.
But you know what? Most mums wouldn't say that. They'd go to university.
Yeah.
So actually, what made you say that at the beginning?
I knew that Misha had the motivation to work on her own effectively, but the 50,000 student loan was
so
definitely
an influencing factor. But no, joking apart, what I did say to her is, why don't you do it for a year? Mm-hmm. And then let's review it.
Yeah.
And if within that 1 year you have achieved some degree of success, you've lost nothing. It's like a gap year.
Absolutely.
It's a year out. And a year later, she thanked me.
Definitely.
And what did you see in that year? Sort of when was the point where you really saw the traction and you saw the likes and the engagement increasing?
I think it's difficult to pinpoint it with YouTube because I feel like it's an ever-growing platform. Like, one day you could grow so many subscribers, the next day you could grow three times that, and you really don't know.
And some days you could lose quite a few.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, really?
You never know. The algorithm could not be in your favour. So I don't really recall that there was ever a pinnacle moment. I think it's when I actually realised that there was money in YouTube, because I never even thought about that. I never went into it thinking like, oh, I'm going to make money from YouTube. I one day realized that monetization was a thing and you could make money off a YouTube video. And I was like, oh my goodness, okay.
I need to do this.
I should probably put ads on my videos. So I think that's probably when I realized that it could actually be a career, because beforehand, I was probably like most people. I didn't understand how people did it as a full-time job.
Yeah.
I was like, they're just uploading videos for the fun of it. It didn't make sense.
Can I just add, and I think that's the reason for her success, because she went in with the love and desire to do it rather than...
Yeah.
To earn money.
You did it because you had a passion for it.
Yeah, it was a slow, steady process that became a job. I wasn't just like, I'm going to be a YouTuber and I'm going to make this much money.
Yeah, which I think, because it's so popular now, a lot of people do go in for that reason. So at the very beginning then, were you doing hauls on just things that you'd bought or beauty products that you enjoyed like trying out?
Yeah, I think back then it was a lot of Primark hauls. I remember my first ever video was a January sales haul. And I was trying to think strategically, like, what would people want to watch from someone that they've never watched before? And I was thinking, a haul. So if anyone ever asks me what's my first video I should do, I'm always like, do a Primark haul, because everyone loves a Primark haul. So I've continued doing those videos now 2 years on. Everyone still loves a Primark haul.
They do, don't they?
Yeah, everyone loves a good Super Haul Sunday.
That's amazing. And I think what really stands out on your channel now, obviously, is it 2.5 years you've been going?
Yeah.
Is and what makes it unique is the relationship with your mum and how often you now feature on the channels, which brings us to Mama. Would you like to be called Mama Grimes?
I'd love to be called
Mama
Grimes.
Okay, so Mama Grimes.
Stage name.
We want to know who persuaded who. Did you want to go on the channel? Did Misha force you on the channel? How did it start?
She forced me.
Yeah, I did. I actually remember this. I can remember the exact video. I think it was like... I think it was an I dressed mum in Misguided, or like I brought mum clothes for a holiday. And oh my gosh, if we watch back that old video, we are cringing because we were both so new to it. And now it just seems like second nature because we're always in front of the camera together. But the moment I posted mum on the channel, everyone was like, we want her again. We need her back. If I don't post with her for a little bit of time, people are like, where's Mama Grimes?
Yeah.
We need to see Mama Grimes. I'm like, I'm sorry. She's coming. She's a busy lady. I have to book in with her.
And did you instantly enjoy it?
I would say that I was fairly shy, which is not a concept.
Really?
I thought I would ever entertain. But as I went on, I definitely built my confidence and I didn't take as much abuse from Misha as I did in the very first video.
Oh, bless you. And what are your favourite type of videos to film together?
See, it used to be haul challenges, but now I think it's the Taboo Topic Tuesdays that I've been doing.
Yeah.
So I like to make those videos and think of a younger me, say me like 4 years ago, who has questions about life or things that are going on that everyone faces and no one talks about. Things like periods, things like sex, things like boobs. And I think the first video we did was about boobs, because I've been very open and honest on my YouTube channel. Like, I'm not blessed in the chest. Like, I know I have no boobs. I always joke I have my dad's boobs, but that's fine. And when I was younger,
I have some news for you, Misha. Your dad's boobs are bigger than yours.
True.
There you go. There's
true.
You've heard it here first.
Yeah. And I always said, like, when I was younger, I wanted a boob job. That was something that I considered. And then overnight, suddenly, I accepted the fact I had no boobs. I no longer wanted a boob job, and now I would never consider it. So we kind of wanted to discuss that, because I know that there are so many girls that followed me that would comment, like, oh my gosh, you're such an inspiration because you don't care about the fact you have no boobs. And I didn't realise that me just saying these things would affect people positively. So I think that reception from that video kind of spurred a start. All the different topics. So,
and
yeah.
Now the Taboo Topic Tuesdays, is that something you do regularly?
Yeah, so that's like a bi-weekly sort of thing that goes on, and we just discuss everything.
And how would you decide what topic you would discuss or talk about? Is it very authentic, like this week, oh, this has happened to me, I'm going to talk about that? How do you sort of work it out?
I kind of get driven by my followers, so I want to see what they want.
Okay.
So I'll do like an Instagram poll and be like, what sort of topics would you like me to cover this time? And then I'll pick like our favourite one, and then we'll ask for questions so that it's not just like running in the dark and we don't really know what to discuss. We actually have like a guide. So we'll write down the best questions, and I won't tell mum what they are. So they'll be completely new to mum, and I won't really think of answers, and then we'll just read them out and we'll both give our opinions. And I think it's quite good because mum is, no offence mum, a little bit older than me, 37 years, even if she doesn't
sister,
look it.
Sister, really, sister.
Yeah, twin sister. So I think it's good that we have the age gap between us, because we like to talk about the different generations.
Oh, absolutely.
Because things have changed so much over time, but then mum is still a very current mum, like she gets where I'm coming from.
Yeah.
Oh, well done,
Mum. We can tell. You're looking stunning today.
She is.
But actually, for you, how did you find it being so open on the internet? Did that something that you didn't mind?
It's real me.
Yeah.
I'm being authentic.
Yeah.
And I think that would be another bit of advice for anyone who's starting up YouTube, is to be yourself.
Yeah. Did you ever think you'd have such a prominence on Misha's channel?
Not in a million years.
And did you think everyone would like invest and love you so much?
No, oh, big words, but thank you. Yeah.
I think it's because we are very unique. There's not that many that I know, like close mother and daughter relationships. So I think people got really fascinated and invested. It's kind of like if I was to have a boyfriend, people get invested in that relationship. Definitely don't have a boyfriend. But Mama Grimes is more than enough, so it's totally fine.
I think you're right, actually, because what I would say is, from watching your videos, is that your relationship is so incredibly unique, and unique in a wonderful way, because you are so close. And I think a lot of people probably don't have that relationship with their parents. So did you find that your followers were quite intrigued by your closeness? How did they respond?
Yeah, I think it was more like, oh my gosh, like, this sort of mum exists.
Yeah.
Because I know not many people are lucky to have a mum like I do, and like, I'm so grateful. Yeah, so I think people saw the beginnings of it. And also, we've met people that have actually said, I've kind of got closer with my mum because of it. We've started watching your videos together. And it's so nice to see that our relationship is rubbing off and having a positive effect on other people's relationships.
Yeah, absolutely.
But also, I never had a good relationship with my mum. So from a very, very young age, my intention was to make it work. And my other daughter is my best friend just as much as Misha, but my relationship with her is completely different.
Okay.
And I think that's the key. And if I was to guide any mothers, it is very much about giving what the child wants rather than adopting the same technique that will fail.
Absolutely. And do you think that maybe some of the success of your channel has come from this relationship? Because I think from somebody from the outside, probably people that don't have that relationship kind of think of you as like their internet mum. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. They might look to you and get that advice from you.
Yeah. No, don't tell mum, but I definitely think...
Close your ears.
Some of my success is definitely down to her, because not only is she on the channel in front of the camera, but she's always been there behind the scenes, supporting me no matter what, helping me with emails, helping me figure things out. And like, she's an emotional support, she's an on-screen support, she's just my everything.
She's just
really
an all-round support.
Yeah, she's just amazing.
Also, Misha has very kindly introduced me to the world of YouTube. Yeah. 50
sure
after
has.
50.
Yes.
And within 2 weeks I managed to grow to 10,000 subscribers.
That's incredible.
And let's face it, who do those subscribers belong to?
Misha!
Yeah. Thanks, mum.
So for all our listeners listening in, if you know Misha's channel, you all now need to go and follow Nifty After 50. So this is it's your own channel, isn't it?
Yes.
So you've got your own channel. What made you decide to take the plunge and create your own channel? What can people find on there that's maybe different to the content that Misha provides?
I identified a big gap in a market when it comes to more mature ladies.
Yes.
Hence the name Nifty After 50.
I think it's so good.
Not sure I'm going to do when I'm 60.
Nifty After 60, it's fine.
So what I wanted to do is focus on a more mature market where I can share my wisdom.
Yeah.
My mistakes.
Yeah.
My parenting skills, which is why we have a gap generation talks, again similar to the taboo topics. When Misha joins me, I'm in control for once.
It's very bizarre for me.
I was gonna say, like, how is it featuring on your mum's
channel?
Honestly,
filming a video on mum's channel, I keep on feeling the need to like take control of the situation.
Okay. I'm gonna give an example. We filmed a Primark haul with Misha's best friend Chloe. The footage was 45 minutes long. However, it ended up being 12 minutes because I had to delete most of it because Misha thought she was in charge and she wasn't for once.
Oh, that is brilliant.
I'm learning. It's just very difficult because I'm used to being the one that's like, okay, we're going to do this now and this now. But even mum said herself, and when we were filming, I was like, okay, so who's going to go first? Mum was like, I didn't even think of that. I'm like, well, at least you have me here to sort everything out.
It was my fourth video.
True.
Oh, that's amazing. So how many have you got up there at the minute?
Gosh, ooh. I've been getting close to 10 plus.
Yeah.
Must be.
Amazing.
I'm now doing it all on my own. I'm editing, I'm filming.
Well.
I may be...
A few helpful hints from me along the way, but that's fine. Mum's actually really good with technology. Like, considering her age, I am flabbergasted.
That's really, really good.
Lots of emergency calls to Misha at 2 o'clock in the morning.
So true.
So both being YouTubers then, for anyone that's maybe aspiring to be a YouTuber or an influencer or a blogger, but YouTube specifically,
yeah.
Where do they start? We've pinpointed that they need to be authentic. They need to have a passion. It's not going to just come overnight. Like, you've been working on this for 2.5 years, but what else could they do?
I always say, YouTube in general and social media in general, there is no point going into it half-heartedly. There's no point uploading one video every 6 months, because why would people take an interest? You need to be consistent. And whenever anyone messages me, it's like, what should I do? I'm like, just be consistent. Because if people know you're going to upload, they're waiting for your uploads. I've now got a schedule. People know when to expect a video. And through the 2.5 years, I'm pretty sure I've never dropped from that schedule, which is obviously a big ask. And I don't expect everyone to do like 3 videos a week straight away. Start with one and gradually increase it. But I honestly do think that consistency is key, because if you're out there and you're pushing yourself in people's faces, they can't help but find you or come across you.
That is such a good advice.
Also, I would say identify your market, but like I did, aiming for the Nifty After 50. What in my opinion, would fail is doing a techie vlog one day, haul another,
yeah,
and whatever, yeah, the
it
next
just
day.
Fit your it wouldn't market, yeah.
Absolutely. And also utilizing all your other social handles.
Yeah. You impressed, Misha.
That's a very modern word. So, as Misha said, pushing your face in front of everyone.
Absolutely.
Facebook, Instagram, doing lots of stories, telling people what to anticipate, but most importantly, always delivering on the day that you promised and at the time that you promised.
Yeah, and really marketing yourselves.
Mm,
that's
definitely
really good. So how often do you tend to post now? And I think, because surely in this industry, no 2 days for you is the same. You could be on a trip one day, you could be at home working from your laptop the next. So how do you stick to such a rigid routine?
Yeah, I always say my life is very roller coaster. One second I'm away, the next second I'm back home, and it's such like a weird contrast. But I am that person that will not sleep until all my work is done. I wouldn't necessarily encourage that because 3 a.m. bedtimes are definitely not a good thing. But I'm just always so organized. So I like to have my videos ready, say like a week before they're supposed to go live.
Okay.
I now do 3 uploads a week, and then I post on Instagram pretty much every single day. And I've started doing like little IGTV videos.
That's amazing.
Check that out.
Yes.
They are incredible.
New thing, IGTV.
That's
so
fun.
4 million views. Almost in one of them.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And what was that? What were you doing in that?
I was styling I think I was styling tights. I think it was cream spotty tights. I've definitely got into this whole like tights vibe going on everywhere. So yeah, that was my fave.
That's amazing. And was that one of your first videos?
Yeah, I think that was like my 4th or 5th IGTV. So
to hit that's really good.
It's crazy.
I think actually IGTV is a great one for newcomers as well, mm-hmm. because say they haven't grown, I mean, YouTube is hard to grow that subscriber lift, but if you've got Instagram followers already, head over to IGTV.
Yeah.
That's where everyone is now, isn't it?
It's like a crossbreed between YouTube and Instagram.
No, it
is. So I feel like it's probably a good place to start where people get interested in what you're showing them.
Yeah.
And then you could move over to YouTube and actually talk through it rather than have some little boppy music and be shimmying around.
No, absolutely. I agree with that. So TBP are excited. We're taking away 4 influencers to Barcelona on one of our trips with So Fragrance. And Misha, you are one of the lovely ladies coming with us.
Yes.
So that's super exciting.
We're leaving Mama Grimes at home this time.
Oh, no. I wish we could take you in the suitcase.
I can carry.
Put you in hand luggage.
Yeah.
But what is, I think, what a lot of people would like to know is how you pick and choose the brands that you work with.
Yeah.
Because obviously being so successful, people trust your opinion. They trust that the brands that you work with, you would actually use or wear or buy. How do you pick and choose?
I think the thing is, there would be no point working with a brand that you would not use or you would never endorse or anything like that, because people can really see through it. Like, people are much more wise these days. They know what sponsored content is. So if I was to advertise something that I didn't love and people were thinking, that's really not very Misha, they would know, and then I would lose my audience. So I think the thing is always just keeping it on brand. And if it's something that you would spend your money on, it's something that I always think, if I tell Chloe, my best friend, and she would buy it, then I know it's the right sort of thing.
Okay.
And there's so many times that she's gone out and bought something and she's like, oh my God, I love it. And I'm like, see, I told you.
Yeah. So you really keep it to what your audience know that you would like.
Yeah, exactly.
That's nice. And will you do the same with your audience if that's something that you...
Well, I've got my first job.
Are you allowed to say the name, or is it we don't want to give anything away? Maybe not.
I don't know.
Oh, I don't know.
But that's exciting. So is that a YouTube video?
It's just a picture.
A picture?
For Mother's Day.
Oh,
with a bottle of perfume.
Oh, that's very nice. So that's exciting.
Yes.
I was actually going to say, is something maybe like a duo collaboration, like mother-daughter brand collab, something that you'd like to do in the future?
We've done a few of those already, haven't we?
No, collabs.
Oh, collabs.
Watch the news.
Watch this space. Might have touched on something
touch
there.
Wood.
Oh, touch wood, yeah. Have you done any sponsored stuff together? I saw a trip. Or was that... No, that was you took your mum away.
No, that was
New York. We have actually done quite a few sponsored videos on my channel because brands absolutely love mum, no surprise. So I will get special requests for mum to be featured in like a challenge for a haul with, say, Boohoo. Or we had a campaign all about a girls talk with Nails Inc. and Mama Grimes was requested on that one.
Amazing. So you are already doing stuff together.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Makeup Revolution.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had a Makeup Revolution one when we were both showing the different techniques, because mum's got greasy skin, whereas I've got very dry skin. So it's perfect, because we make the perfect person showing both sides.
That's really cool. Oh, that's fantastic.
We were baking.
Yeah, we were. With powder, not cakes.
Oh, I've heard about this baking. I'm just not up to it with the makeup, but I actually knew what you meant there. It doesn't work.
It does. Mum bakes more than I do, because I would then go really dry and greasy.
Actually, the fact is, Misha's the chef, not me.
True.
That's so good. What I want to know is there going to be any rivalry between the channels?
I think we'll stick the rivalry between hall challengers.
I like that.
Mum's always supported me, and of course I'm going to do exactly the same with her. I want to see her do really well, and I'm really grateful that I can hopefully help her along the way.
Yeah.
So no, definitely no rivalry. We're all good. We're by blood.
Good. And is it so nice to have that support of each other?
It's crazy, because I feel like all we talk about is YouTube.
We did before, and even more now.
Exactly, because obviously now mum's starting to understand when I say things like, oh, this has happened or that's happened. Mum now gets it even more than she did before. So yeah, we've got even more to talk about, which probably isn't a good thing.
Aww. It's a very lonely job. It can be a very lonely job.
Well, that's what I was going to say. So to have somebody as a support must just be so nice.
No, exactly. We can always bounce off each other and have little editing parties and everything like that.
Love it. So bringing it back to Mother's Day, is this a day that's important to you in your family?
See, I like to think we celebrate you every day, Mum. I think in our family, any occasion like Mother's Day, like Father's Day, like Easter, Christmas, it's basically just an excuse to eat.
Yes.
That is literally what we do. So I don't know about you, Mum, but I'm thinking we're having a roast.
Me too.
I promise I'll cook it.
I was about to say, who's the one cooking
it? Oh, no, I am the chef. Mm-hmm. She wasn't joking with that. Mum, no offence, Mum, but you're not the best chef on the planet. You can't season food.
Rude.
So even on my birthday, I cooked my birthday dinner.
Love it.
Because I wanted it to be really nice, so I made sure.
So you made sure it was by doing it yourself.
Yeah.
Excuse me, I baked a cake, okay? It was meringue.
Oh,
and
I like
what
meringue.
Happened,
oh,
Misha?
It was disgusting.
Oh no.
She didn't even pretend.
So Mum had basically bought some M&S meringues, because I'm allergic to dairy, so I can't have normal cake. And then she made some weird, like, coconut cream, chocolate, oily grossness, and stuck some strawberries on the top. I ate the strawberries, ate the meringue, left the sludgy coconut mess at the bottom. Love you, thanks for trying.
Oh. You're worth it.
So you'll be having a nice roast, though, on Mother's Day.
Yeah.
And do you do presents? Like, is Mother's Day a thing? Do you do presents, flowers, that whole shebang?
Maybe you'll get a card if I'm feeling generous. Actually, I think I've already bought your card.
Can I just say, I have kept every card from every Mother's Day. And it is, oh, I cry every time.
I love that.
All the feelings pour out on the paper.
I've got something to live up to now. I need to make this a really good card. I need to start planning what I'm going to say now.
And what is next for you guys? Like, what's on the cards? Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Where do you want the Misha Grimes brand to go? The Nifty after 50? Where do you see yourself?
See, I think it's impossible to say in this industry, because what I was doing 2 years ago, I didn't know I'd be doing this now. Like, you really can't tell. So I just hope that everything gets even bigger and better and more exciting, and there's more opportunities, and there's more time to meet people. And yeah, I really don't know. I suppose we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah.
It's an ever-evolving industry, so we really have no clue.
I think if you've done it so organically as well, let it keep being organic.
Yeah, hopefully.
And for you?
I think the same, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
The greatest satisfaction that I will get is from attracting a little Nifty After 50 community.
That's amazing.
And oh, the response I've had so far has been absolutely incredible, both from young and older, or shall I say young at heart. So everyone that watches me, thank you.
Yeah, no, we wish you all the best for the channel.
Thank you.
We really do. Ladies, you've been amazing to chat to. Thank you so much for coming.
Have you enjoyed yourselves? Yes, it's been very weird not having my face recorded.
Yeah, it's all about the voice.
Yeah. I apologise if my voice is annoying or if I sound a bit husky. I'm a bit ill, but we'll go with it.
Not at all. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Guys, thank you so much for listening, and we will be back with another TBP Talks episode soon. Bye.
Bye.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.